Good morning, Audioboo. This is going to be a bit of a test recording. I don't know if it will ever get uploaded, ever see the light of day, or the dark of night, or anything in between. In recent times, I have discovered the wonders of the GarageBand app. It is an Apple-made app on the iPhone. And what is particularly good about it is that it is pretty well fully accessible with VoiceOver. Dearest Fee has suggested that I do a sort of demo of it at some point. This may well be the taster for that demo. So bear with me a second whilst I try to find GarageBand. Okay. So I don't know whether Audioboo is going to continue running whilst I do this or not. It shall be interesting to see. So we're starting off on the, I think, the guitar page. Let me see. Come on. Give me 1 second. Yeah, guitar chords. Now this is really quite amazing. I can't play any musical instrument in real life. I'm just going to uninvert the colours. The reason for that is that if you go to the piano, if you've got some sight like I have, you really want the black keys to be black and the white keys to be white. Otherwise, it's just a bit disconcerting. It doesn't make so much difference on the guitar, but yeah, as I say, I don't play anything in real life. I would love to, but I can't. But you can still create amazing sounds on here like this. There we go. Totally making it up. Could you tell? I find this quite relaxing just to do on the train, actually. Although I do have to take my earphones out every now and again just to check that I'm not serenading the whole carriage. The quality of the sound sounds a little bit down than usual, and I wonder if that's because the iPhone is trying to process the sound for Audioboo, or rather it's running Audioboo at the same time as it's running this, which is presumably quite processor intensive. So that's that. And you can do other guitar sounds and things, and maybe I'll do a demo at some point. I will just go to the piano. Give me 1 second. Right, so we have a piano here, and I'm going to, hang on, let me just check we've got it here. Okay, and what I'm going to do is there's an option where you can turn it on so that you can scroll the keyboard left and right. There we go. So now I can move up and down the keyboard fairly easily. Now again, I can't play the piano, really. I know one tune, which is... that. And then I can't remember the last bit. Fee did show me the other day. However, you can do chords. Doesn't sound so good, does it? It's quite difficult aiming your fingers on here, I have to say. Not that I actually know what I'm aiming at, but it's easy to fall over onto the next key. So there we go. All the menu functions, as far as I can tell, seem to be voiceover accessible. It says failing to actually do anything there. The record functions are a bit tricky, I have to say, and I find that they tend to result in a slight bit of latency, and also the sort of timeline functions, moving chunks of music around and stuff, can also be a bit tricky, but I'm sure it's all sort of learnt in time. Quite like this one. Hammond, anybody? And I did say I wouldn't turn this into a demo, but I will do one last thing. This is quite good. Okay, so we can... okay, so we can do that. We can do... it does seem to sometimes, voiceover does sometimes get in the way, or fail to recognise the touch, but generally it works, and it did work a lot better when I wasn't trying to boo at the same time. Come on. And then the best bit is you can, and presumably you can layer all of these. Fee tells me this is called a crescendo. Which makes sense. I'm controlling the volume or intensity of this by running my finger up and down. Oops. There we go. That's GarageBand. I'll do a proper play with this at some point. In the meantime, I'm going to go back to Audio Boot. GarageBand. Audio Boot. and find out whether it's actually recorded. Bye for now.